This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi there, and welcome to Oaktown Boys. We are a few days behind. We had a little bit of a busier weekend than we were expecting to, so here we are on Monday instead of Friday. But we will also be doing a Friday episode this week, so double trouble.
We definitely occasionally get into some minor scheduling conundrums, but we appreciate your patience.
Yeah, I fairly recently started working night shift at work, so it's kind of hard to know exactly how that's going to play out on a given day. Yeah. But here we are.
Yeah, so now we have completely opposite work schedules, and it's kind of rare for everything to line up.
But here we are.
But here we are, and we're hoping to be back to the regular scheduled Friday events soon.
And we're going to be doing all of the, this is kind of a Oaktown Boys light. We're just checking in, basically seeing how the games have gone since the last time we were recording. But as in terms of all like the end of the episode stuff, the like fantasy matchup thing, we're not doing that today. And I don't think we're doing the look back today.
All of our segments may be shortened.
Yeah. So,
but there's a lot of fun stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we kind of had to get, it's been busy, but we kind of had to get to it because it's way cooler than the last time we were talking about it.
I'm not sure anybody expected the A's to be where they sit currently. No, they don't have the greatest run differential, but they're close to 500 and they're playing exciting ball and they have won 3 series in a row.
And they were also 1-7. You know,
they were once 1-7,
and it, which included a 9-0 game, a 12-3 game. You know, so I think it's still. I don't even care about the run differential. Forget the run differential. The run differential doesn't show up on the field because might as well just get into it. So last time we talked, they were in the process of losing 5-4 to the Tigers, which put them at 1-7.
Right,
and things were not great.
Things were ugly. I mean, it was going exactly the way everyone told us it would go.
Right.
Despite any optimism we might have had. But it started to turn around. Game 2 in Detroit.
Paul Blackburn.
Paulie B. He's pretty much untouchable. I think quite literally untouchable so far this year.
Yeah, and was this the one where there wasn't like a base runner for maybe like 4 innings? Like he was looking a little, dominant.
That sounds about right.
He may flirt with something. But then, he ended up 6 innings, 3 hits, no walks. I mean, I think the thing with him, which we've always kind of known, is he just doesn't really walk people.
Yeah.
You know? And now everything else, he's kind of never really walked people. And now it seems like this year, like, all the other stuff is starting to, like, get now better, too.
They're not hitting him hard anymore, either.
He's starting to paint a little bit better, and he's still not walking people. So as long as he doesn't have an unlucky day with soft contact, he's a pretty good bet to have a good day any game, you know?
Yep. Following him up was Austin Adams, who continues to get the job done.
Totally.
I don't necessarily know if it passes my eye test, but it's working.
Well, and I think we said last episode we said it didn't really pass the eye test, but here we are, like, you know, over a week later, and he's still good.
Starting to find myself kind of happy when I see his face.
Yeah, and Mason Miller, I mean, he was amazing.
what can't be said about Mason Miller at this point?
Mason Miller was incredible.
People are calling him the most dominant closer in baseball, the best kept secret, the most electric arm you'll ever see, and I don't know if you can argue with any of those points right now.
I mean, he hits 102, 103, sometimes 104.
Yeah, and then he'll throw an 88-mile-an-hour slider, and you have no chance.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, when I have to, like, double-check it on the at-bat app, because, you know, you'll be watching games sometimes, and there were a couple times where it flashed, like, 104.
Casual.
And I had to check, and it was like, yeah, that really was, like, 103.8. Like, that was, he's firing gas. So he was two innings, dominated, you know, blowing people away. Yeah. Absolutely blowing people away.
This was Brent Rooker had a second home run of the season in this game, so he was starting to come to life. Unfortunately, he has since gone on the injured list.
Yeah, well, he did something to his abs.
Some intercartilage rib thingy.
Yeah.
But the offense starting to come to life. This might have been their biggest margin of victory, this 4-0 win.
Well, yeah, they walked off. There was a walk-off walk. That was the only win they had before that.
Yeah, I mean, even including everything.
Oh, since?
After this. They're just not winning.
They won 7-1.
Not winning by big numbers. Oh, you're right. The next day.
Yeah. Which brings us to, so 4-0, amazing game. Pitching was great. Offense was good enough. Zach Geloff walked and scored three times, I think. So Zach Geloff looks like he's going to be fine. Some early season struggles, but he's coming around.
Well, yeah, and he 4-for-5.
This was a Zach Geloff game for sure.
Things just got off to the right foot. I mean, Geloff hit a triple right down the line early on, and the A's never looked back.
Yeah.
He followed it up with a 3-run home run at some point. Joe Boyle, who has been very shaky at times, this was the turning point for him.
Yeah.
Went 5, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts, 2 hits, no runs.
Abraham Toro, 2 hits, 2 runs, knocked in a run. He's been awesome.
I'm falling in love with Abraham Toro.
He's been awesome.
Some words I never thought I would say several years ago.
But Joe Boyle, yeah, and J.J. Blade had 2 more hits, 2-for-5.
Mm-hmm.
He is a steadying presence in the middle of our lineup, which is a very cool thing to be
debatably
able to say about
the most consistent offensive performer to this point.
Yeah. And then, so that game was cool. Didn't even need Miller in that game. That was the margin was so wide that he didn't need to warm up.
We could save him for this next win.
Then we had Monday off, no game. And then Tuesday, the Rangers series started.
Yeah.
And I don't think either one of us felt very good about the Rangers series going into it. No. But after game one,
I
was feeling way different.
Well, I mean, you get a little 3-run home run magic in your life and everything looks a lot better.
It's all you need. Shea Langeliers, man.
Powered the whole offense. 3 home runs, including 1 2-run shot to go ahead and take the lead in the top of the 9th off of their closer, Jose Leclerc. Just an amazing day. I mean, this is the type of magic and fun that we haven't felt in a very long time. I guess there was the Jordan Diaz 3-home-run game a couple years ago.
But that wasn't in the midst of, that wasn't early enough in the season.
That was in the midst of total blech,
yeah.
You know, like at least we're still at the beginning where we still have some hope. And
well, and dude, this game was just, it was so electric. I mean, Shea homered in the top of the 7th to tie the game. Then Evan Carter homered in the bottom of the 7th to give the Rangers the lead again. And then Shea homered again in the top of the 9th with a runner on to give him the lead. It was amazing.
I saw somebody post a statistic. He was the first player in MLB history to hit 3 home runs in a game, and all 3 home runs gave his team the lead.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So yeah, big game, big win. for sure.
Mason Miller got another shutdown save.
And all of a sudden they're at 4-7, you know, which is like, okay.
Climbing the ladder.
You know, and then Wednesday was not great.
They lost, but they did show some fight in the end. They lost 6-2, but they scored 3 runs in the last... I'm sorry. They did not do that. But they did. They tacked on 1 in the 8th. They didn't go down without a fight.
Stripling just wasn't very good.
Stripling wasn't very good.
He gives up a lot of hits. And I feel like half of, if not most of the time, he can kind of work around it. And, like, it's not a disaster. But, you know, if you give up a lot of hits, it's not a great formula.
11 hits and 3 walks is too many base runners.
It's a lot of base runners for 6 innings. Yeah. You know?
Gelof had another home run, though.
He did.
That was probably the main highlight of that game.
Yeah, and at this point, you know, you start to be a little bit like, oh, my God, are we going to lose 5 in a row again? But no.
But no. We shut them out the next game. 1-0, mind you.
J.P. Sears was electric.
I was pretty sure J.P. Sears was going to throw a no-hitter. He took it into the 7th.
Yes.
Stinking Adolis Garcia broke it up. But that's okay, because the A's stayed strong. They prevailed. It was all on the back of a Seth Brown home run in the 2nd inning. That was the only run of the whole game.
Which was very nice to see. Seth Brown has been scuffling a little bit, for sure.
He also had a bloop double later in the game, so this game alone boosted his OPS a whole bunch.
Yes, definitely.
J.P. Sears was the star of the show. Another Austin Adams hold. Lucas Erceg is starting to show what he can do. And then Mason Miller, there's that guy again.
Yeah.
2 strikeouts and nothing else.
And, I mean, he's, you know, the... He's getting this done on, you know, they're not even really very interesting innings. No, you know, I mean, seems like 12 to 15 pitches. He strikes 2 people out. It's over.
He made Marcus Semien and Corey Seager look like little babies.
Yeah.
Wyatt Langford.
Was this the game when Lucas Erceg threw the ball between his legs?
No, that was yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is a series win against the Rangers.
So basically the A's are your 2023 World Series champions at this point.
Yeah, they beat the World Series. Yeah,
I don't know why they had them in the World Series, not the A's.
It doesn't make any sense. Wrap that series up, 2 series wins in a row, and then we're on to the Nationals, which, like, at this point,
we're feeling good.
I'm feeling kind of cautiously, like, optimistic.
Yeah.
You know? And they showed us why. Like, this again, some low scoring games. If we're gonna be anywhere near good this year, we're gonna need to win a lot of 1-run games. I'm realizing that's
their recipe so far. I'm really hoping they're gonna start breaking it open. But
we can use a little bit more offense.
I'll take a victory any way we can get it.
Paul Blackburn walk off in the 10th. Paul Blackburn was again just has he given up? He hasn't given up on a run yet, right?
No.
Okay.
I believe he has the Oakland record.
Yeah, so I mean, that's kind of all you need to know about Paul Block. We're into, you know, we're about halfway through April now, and Paul Blackburn hasn't given up a run.
Closing in on 20 scoreless innings to start the season.
And then, you know, I'm really starting to like the bullpen.
Starting to like the bullpen for sure.
You know, like, it's getting to the point where, like, kind of no matter who is coming out of the bullpen, I'm not like, oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, the only blip was a solo shot to Jesse Winker, who was destroying us this game.
And also, I mean, that was off of Danny Jimenez, and I'm not worried about Danny Jimenez at all.
He's still figuring like it out.
It was kind of a bad pitch, but he's good.
And he's shaking off the rust. He was out pretty much all last year. But this was kind of like the Lawrence Butler breakout game.
Yes, it was. And if he can hit 250, you know, he's going to be very useful for us.
He is starting to hit, and he's starting to hit the ball really hard.
And it's, I mean, amazing. His swing looks good. Like, I believe it's in there.
Me too.
And it's starting to come out because the home run was amazing.
Me too. You know, like, so yeah, it's nice when you win a game with 3 hits. And that's what happened.
Yeah. Because there have been plenty of times last year where we had 3 hits, but we didn't win those games.
Walk-off single by Butler to win it?
Walk-off single, which was amazing.
Good times.
Game 2.
We got
Mackenzie Gored.
Got Gory. Mackenzie struck out 11 A's. Luckily, he's on my fantasy team.
Yeah, so there was a silver lining there. But, man, he's got good stuff.
He does. But Joe Boyle had really good stuff, too.
Yeah.
He only struck out 5, but he kept up with Gore for the most part.
He deserved to win.
1 run, 1 walk.
Kyle Muller is starting to look like he may need a shot in the rotation.
We can't ignore him anymore. You know? He kept us in this ball game.
He did.
He deserves maybe player of the game status. I don't know, but he was real good. 3 innings pitched, 5K, no walks.
Not much other than that, honestly. Abraham Toro had 3 hits. He's hitting 2.
Abraham Toro is our best hitter.
Toro is doing great. So yeah, that was a little bit of a bummer. But then...
But a winnable game.
It was a winnable game, and a game they arguably should have won.
Yeah.
Which is in stark contrast to what happened yesterday, which is a game they should have lost for sure, and they stormed back. This was one of the most exciting A's games of the last at least 2 years.
They got down 6-1 going into the bottom of the sixth, and then they scored 6 runs themselves.
Yeah.
It was the biggest outbreak in a single inning for the A's this year so far.
Yes, definitely.
It definitely was a mix of hits, patience, walks, a little bit of your opponent messing up. It was good to see. They took what they could get.
Yeah.
They didn't go fishing.
Well, and it is also, there's a big thing, you know, because in these series against these, because, you know, the Nationals don't project to be a very good team.
They don't.
So you have to, they're going to make mistakes, and you got to take advantage. And this game particularly was some of the clearest, at least this season, if not the last two seasons, that they have just absolutely capitalized on, like, mistakes that the other team had made, which was amazing. And also, the bullpen won us this game again.
Yeah.
You know? Like, Alex Wood did not have much.
I'm not loving the Alex Wood experiment so far. I'm hoping he can figure it out.
Yeah.
He's just missing. He's not hitting his spots.
He's not. And when he is in, his stuff isn't overpowering enough to do that. No. You know, like, if he misses with his fastball, it's like a batting practice fastball, you know? But they won. They won. It was a walk-off by Abraham Toro. No, it was not Abraham Toro. Who was it?
It was not a walk-off, Dan.
Oh, it wasn't?
It was just a big... It was the big sixth inning.
Abraham Toro got the hit in the sixth
inning. Abraham Toro got the loop hit that Jesse Winker looked like he caught. Turns out he didn't. Scored right. 2 runs for the A's to take the lead. But yeah, amazing rally. Some big walks by Hernandez and Noda, I think it was, to keep it all going. But yeah, 3-hit day by J.J. Bleda. 3-hit day by Lawrence Butler. We are starting to have somewhat of a formidable outfield.
Yes.
And if we can get Ruiz back hitting the way he's hitting in AAA, like, all of a sudden, and kind of a fun, exciting lineup.
I saw that did you see what they said?
He's in the clubhouse. Whatever that means.
J.D. Davis may have to go on the IL?
J.D. Davis has got something bugging him.
If Ruiz wants to, we can always use speed, you know.
This was the Lucas Erceg between the leg flip to get the run out at first.
One Amazing. Of the cooler plays that you've seen in a minute. If you have not seen it, watch it. It was awesome.
And
it was so cool.
Another perfect inning by Mason Miller. 3 strikeouts, nothing else. 1 inning pitched.
Amazing.
And all of a sudden, the vibes in Oakland are starting to feel okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still super early. Obviously, it's just one good week. But it's a good week early enough in the year where we can start to be like, we've seen this before, though. You know, we've seen like a group of misfits all of a sudden come together and be good.
This is the first time the A's have won 3 series in a row since May 2021, which, if you recall, is the last time they were even close to being competitive. Yeah. And that was really when everything was starting to fall apart.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they still ended up with a good record, right? But it was all
bad. They missed
the
playoffs, barely.
Yeah.
It just all fell apart at the end of the year. But that's all to say is it seems like we're back to being relevant. Or we could
well,
be.
We're not, at least based on what we've seen, we're not far and away the worst team in baseball anymore.
No.
Which is, man, that was
the
rough.
The Marlins, maybe the Rockies. The White Sox, actually. It's the White Sox.
It's definitely the White Sox, especially with Robert out. You know? They just don't have that many guys.
They should trade us Garrett Crochet.
But yeah, so amazing. What an amazing run.
What would you say sticks out to you as a moment of the week?
I think the Lawrence Butler game. Obviously the Shea 3 home run thing was cool. It was really cool. but you know, like at this point, Shea Langeliers is like an established major leaguer.
You know what
I mean? It was a great moment, but he's not like trying to prove that he belongs. He's our catcher. You know, Lawrence Butler, it's good to see because right field is his if he wants it, you know, but he's just got to, can't be hitting 175, you know, you gotta be up in the 200s at least. And it does look, you know, his swing's kind of got a lot of moving parts. You know, it seems like it's a little tenuous sometimes, but man, when he's good, he's so good.
It's true.
You know,
it's true.
So I would say that probably Lawrence Butler playing well. Okay, that slash the overall performance by the bullpen.
Yeah. It's hard to choose. We have a wealth of options. Yeah. Not something we've been used to lately. My mind goes to 2 things. I guess the big 6-run rally. It was really nice to see them actually rally. They have not done a whole lot of that. And then just Mason Miller.
Mason Miller is probably a good answer.
Picks up the ball. It's electric. It is just must-see baseball. And you don't get that feeling watching a pitcher most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, I can count on like one hand the number of times I've felt that way, like Steven Strasburg. Who else comes to mind? Spencer Strider lately.
Yeah.
But Mason Miller might be more exciting than all of those guys.
Well, he's on the A's, you know? So that's, and he's like a huge power arm that's on the A's. It's crazy. We haven't had that very much.
I don't care if he never goes back to the rotation. I just want him to stay healthy.
And I think this is a good spot for him. You know, I mean, as a reliever, he's setting up to be dominant. So, you know, go out there and throw 20 pitches a game. That's fine.
Quick revisit of the Lawrence Butler highlights you were mentioning. I saw that he is actually like tied for the league lead out of right fielders as a like plus one above outs above average recorded.
Yeah. I mean, he looks fine on defense. You know, and I mean, that's
his, baseball savant page is very red in a good way. His, like expected on base is well over 400. He's hitting the ball very hard and he's getting a little unlucky.
Which is fine.
Yep.
That's fine. You know, I mean, I'll take that. As long as you promise me you're going to keep hitting the ball hard, then I promise you it'll start working at some point. Yeah. So honestly shocked. I did not think that we would be having this type of conversation at this point.
I'm having fun and I didn't think I was going to be having fun.
I am having a lot of, this was the most fun week in a long time.
Very long time since May 2021 approximately. Yeah.
So I think there's something that, you know, I mean, there is also, they have shown the ability to lose 7 games in a row at the drop of a hat. But I just don't feel like, I feel like Mark Hotze's got them engaged.
I think they are turning a page. I don't think they're going to be making 4 errors in a game too often anymore. We'll see. But I'm loving it. I'm loving the approach I'm seeing at the plate, loving the bullpen, the starting pitching, the defense is looking okay.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, that I have some complaints about some of the starters, you know, but it's strangely enough, not the guys I thought
the veteran dudes.
Sears and Boyle and Blackburner
are locked in right now.
You know, like it's at what point do you start thinking like, you know, I mean, obviously it's way too early for that, but if we get another like month of this from Ross Stripling and Alex Wood and the other 3 dudes that still pitching well, at a certain point you got to be like, okay, yeah, later, like later boys. Like,
yeah. Stripling has looked a little bit better than Wood so far.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, I think the main issue with Wood isn't even necessarily the numbers, which aren't very good, but it just doesn't look, he looks very hittable.
He looks very hittable.
Which is not what you want out of your starter, any of your starters really.
We've got a fun week on deck here, starting tonight with Sonny Gray coming back to the Coliseum to pitch for the Cardinals on Jackie Robinson Day. So just a fun baseball day for A's fans there.
Totally.
And then they go on the road to play our old friend Stephen Vogt in Cleveland starting Friday. So it should be a fun week. I don't really know how good the Cardinals look so far. We've already seen
same the record as us. I just checked, so they're 7-9.
Okay, Guardians are clearly pretty scary so far.
Well, do you know what their record is exactly? I know they're good. I don't know exactly what it is. I checked the
guards. I don't know right now.
Yeah, I checked the Cardinals one, but I didn't check. I checked the Cardinals record. I didn't check the Guardians record.
But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if the A's can keep up this pace.
Well, I mean, Shane Bieber is done for the year, so at least Shane Bieber's not going
to
mow us down.
We don't have
again
to strike out 12 times to Shane Bieber this week.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's I think they can win both. I mean, how cool would it be if they just swept the Cardinals? You know, just like,
if we got up to 5 series wins in a row, I don't know. We're
good.
We're going all the way.
We're good. We're good. It's truly
it's championship.
It's major league.
We're all in. Let's get Starling Marte back. Just kidding.
I mean, you know,
that was just the last big all in move we made.
Depending on what it would take, I wouldn't be mad at Starling Marte again. You got anything else?
No. Let's enjoy it while we can.
And maybe, you know, like, the good news is, like I said, we're checking in like pretty quickly, so we'll be able to check the temperature of the water again in like just a few days here.
Yep.
But the Cardinals series will be over. And what time is the first?
4:10 on Friday.
Okay, so I don't know. We may record after.
We might record Thursday. Maybe get it in Friday.
Oh, we could record Thursday. That's
true. We'll see what happens.
But yeah, I mean, it's great times. It's great times. We're Oaktown Boys is stoked about what's going on with the A's right now.
No one can get us down.
And yeah, so in the meantime, yeah, have a good time with it. You know, I mean, this is our last run in Oakland. Might as well win a World Series, you know.
We knew that if there were really some baseball gods, we'd see a little bit of magic before the last season in Oakland was all said and done.
And it may be happening.
It might be happening right now.
But yeah, so that's all we got for now. We will talk to you guys in a couple days. And in the meantime, go A's.
Go A's.
Bye-bye.